Schizophrenia is one of the most mysterious and destructive of severe mental illnesses. A classification of symptoms rather than a specific condition, sufferers may have hallucinations, delusions, paranoia, catatonia, and/or extremely disordered thinking and behavior. The illness progresses with psychotic episodes or breaks that damage the brain, leading to more illness, injuries, legal and financial difficulties, and even death. Schizophrenia affects around 1% of the population directly and countless others indirectly. The word schizophrenia was first used in 1911. At that time, Sigmund Freud, the Austrian founder of psychoanalysis, wrote a case study based on the diary of a German former judge called Daniel Schreiber, who wrote about his experience of his own severe mental illness. Freud decided that Schreiber suffered from an extreme form of neurosis and that his delusions could be interpreted the same way that dreams could. Others, however, including Freud's friend and disciple Carl Jung, strongly disagreed. Jung believed that there was something genetic or a physical defect in the brain that caused schizophrenia. That argument between nurture, environmental factors, and nature, genetic factors, ended Freud and Jung's professional relationship. It has had a major influence on the way the illness has been perceived, researched, and treated ever since. Freud's influence was at its peak in 1960s America, when Don and Mimi Galvin, an upper-middle-class Irish Catholic couple, were making their home in Colorado Springs in western U.S. Don worked as a teacher in a new Air Force academy, while Mimi brought up their family of 10 boys and 2 girls. But by the time the eldest son, Donald, had reached his 20s, the Galvins' perfect lives were beginning to fall apart. Donald's behavior had become too strange and threatening to ignore. With time, 5 of the other Galvin boys began to display the symptoms of schizophrenia. The illness devastated the entire Galvin family, but the Galvins were also essential to understanding schizophrenia better. It was rare that so many siblings suffer from the illness, and their genetic material proved vital for research. In 2017, the journalist Robert Kolker was asked by the youngest siblings, Margaret and Mary, to write their family's story. As he put together the book, reading extensively and speaking to family members, psychiatrists, and geneticists about the illness, Kolker realized just how extraordinary the Galvins were.